More than 1,000 units of housing are being proposed in the first phase of the redevelopment of Lansdowne Shopping Centre. A plan to build 749 market units, 141 affordable rentals and 151 market rental units in the northeast section of the 50-acre shopping center lot, on Alderbridge Way and Quantlen Street, is coming to next week's planning meeting. The proposal is for two C-shaped buildings that range from 8 to 14 stories with a shared two-story parkade, and for two six-story L-shaped buildings with a single level of parking. As part of this phase of the project, the developer will build one section of a linear park on the north side of Lansdowne Road, which currently doesn't have a sidewalk. The linear park will be 14.5 meters wide, almost 50 feet, and will have cycling and pedestrian pathways, landscaping, trees, seating and lighting. The development proposal includes about 7,000 square feet of commercial space at ground level. The city won't be consulting with the school district on this phase of development as the density anticipated is consistent with the official community plan. When OCP amendments were made in 2023 in anticipation of the Lansdowne redevelopment, the school district was consulted on these changes. The school district, however, has been asking the city for land to build a city center school as most of the area schools are beyond capacity. It's estimated it will cost $70 million to buy land for a new school. Lansdowne is being developed in seven phases, but this proposal is only for the first part of the first phase. It's anticipated there will be 8,000 units when fully built out. A child care facility and a city-owned amenity facility won't be built until the seventh phase. The applicant for the development is Lansdowne Phase 1 Limited Partnership, but the owner of the entire property is Vanprop. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com.